This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Today, I'm your host, Vincent, and we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And, boy, do we have... I can't think of anything special to say. The same old, same old, although regarding coronavirus, except the tyranny is getting worse. We have Governor Cuomo orders New Yorkers to wear masks in public. Not asking, ordering. So we're going to talk about all the very beneficial stuff that's being spent on, that the stimulus checks are being spent on. A Harvard study has a new date, right? We've heard, Trump wants to reopen the country by May 1st. The longest I've heard people talk about delaying is 18 months, I remember. But Harvard study has a new date. Americans are lonelier now more than ever during the coronavirus lockdown. We're going to be definitely talking about that. You'll never guess who pressed Bernie Sanders into dropping out. And another Republican is trying to court the Libertarian Party presidential slot. Because that's the thing. When I think of what we will find out, that's the thing. When I think of the Libertarian Party and their candidates, nothing else comes to mind other than a Republican. And so I'll begin. Governor, this is from the Intelligencer. To reduce the spread of a coronavirus, Governor Cuomo issued an order on Wednesday requiring New Yorkers to wear masks in public when they're not able to maintain 6 feet of social distancing. The order, which goes into effect on Friday, well, if it's that important, why wait? I mean, why not just have it go into effect immediately? But all right. It's going to go into effect on Friday, will have a significant impact on crowded places like supermarkets and public transportation, and is certain to change the look of public spaces, at least for the foreseeable future. Quote, stopping the spread is everything, Cuomo said in his announcement. How could you not wear a mask when you're going to come close to a person? Cuomo added that local governments would enforce the rule, though people without masks would not be kicked off buses or subway cars.
Okay.
Last week, a video circulated of a man who was violently removed from a bus by police in Philadelphia for not wearing a face covering, leading to the city's changing its policy. While New York can issue civil fines for violators, there will be no criminal repercussions. Quote, you're not going to jail for not wearing a mask.
What happens if I don't pay the fine?
Well, that's a very good question.
So they're saying that masks are required in public when you have to be within 6 feet of somebody. That was the sort of the qualifier there.
Yeah. And in New York, it's a very population dense city. So
basically,
everywhere. Yeah,
everywhere.
Now
this is the governor of New York, so it's not just, we're not talking about New York City here. We're talking about the entire state. Right?
Yeah. Oh yes. Yes. Okay. Similar orders have already been issued across the country. Last week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced that residents, except for those under the age of two and those with relevant medical conditions, must wear face masks inside stores. In Puerto Rico, Governor Wanda Vasquez issued a similar order, with businesses instructed to prohibit entry to those without some kind of face covering.
What was the other state? I'm sorry.
It's not a state. This was Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Which is a territory, and New Jersey.
Well, according to TribLive.com, the story here is that Pennsylvania has now, the government there, the gang, has ordered businesses to turn away any customers who don't wear masks. So they're having the businesses enforce this.
So we're not getting a break, these businesses. Now, first, they've got to be, even the essential ones now, they're being forced to turn away customers.
Right. Yeah. You've already got a tremendous decline in customers because government gangs are forcing people or threatening them to stay at home. But for those who are willing to come out, now you can't serve them. in Pennsylvania if they don't have a face mask on.
Well, all in the name of saving granny. As New Yorkers get used to the sight of a midtown sidewalk full of masked faces, Cuomo provided some practical guidance for the new rules. He said that a mask wouldn't be required when you're walking down an empty street. But, quote, you're now at an intersection and there are people at the intersection and you're going to be in proximity to other people, you would be required to tie up. Tie up who? I guess they mean mask
up. Tie up yourself. Yeah.
One pragmatic concern the governor did not address, the prevalence of mask wearing in the city as summer weather rolls in, which I'd say there's a lot more issues than that. But I don't know if you saw the picture. It shows Chuck Schumer, who's the senator from New York, New York State. He, you know, showed him wearing the mask with his nose exposed.
Yeah, I've seen a few politicians like that.
And I mean, I don't know. Does that mean they never had to wear a face mask before? Or I mean, I don't know. Maybe
probably.
It's just uncomfortable. You know, Chuck Schumer has a pretty big nose. But it's like, what if someone's not wearing a mask properly? Are the police going to go in and?
I suspect they will.
So I wonder if that'll happen to the senator.
I doubt that. I mean, you've seen, we were talking about it on your after show, Questioning Authority, last night, the photographs of these bureaucrats just standing right next to one another at all these press conferences, you know, telling you that you've got to socially distance while they themselves are basically shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, yeah, and then they, at the end of these, at the conferences, they shake each other's hand, you know, pat each other on the back and such. I mean, it's like, it's the biggest joke, and people wonder why some people think that there's no virus, that this is all just a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So we have stimulus checks are being spent on dildos, tigers, guns, and stripper poles. So this is from the New York Post. No, it's not from the Babylon Bee. No, it's not from the Onion. At least with these stupid impulse buys, it's helping the economy, right? Right. But
yeah, the economy is going to be screwed, I think.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it helps the economy just as much as if some government goons took a crowbar and smashed every single window on Main Street.
Yeah.
And then
they give you a check.
Well, yeah, the check so you could spend it on getting your glass repaired. Stimulus checks are funding a national pandemic of impulse buys. Americans began receiving the first batch of coronavirus.
Let's just use pandemic for everything. Why not?
Well, what's your understanding? Okay, I'll pull up the definition. What's your understanding of pandemic?
Well, it's actually probably a better use than calling the COVID-19 a pandemic, because it has to be widespread in order for it to be a pandemic.
Well, here, just typing in pandemic into Google, you know, you get the dictionary adjective. A prevalent over a whole of a disease prevalent over a whole country or the world.
Yeah. And so if we're talking about a buying habit, then there could be a pandemic of a buying habit, because it also could mean simply universal, not having to do with the disease. Generally, it does have to do with disease. But if they're saying that a bunch of people are going out buying a bunch of crap, then you could say that is a pandemic of buying.
Well, do you think why don't you think COVID-19 is a pandemic?
Because it's not widespread.
Well, it's not prevalent.
Definition here is that it has to be prevalent.
Who have acted, like you're talking about active cases.
Whatever. It's not prevalent. Prevalent means widespread, meaning that it's everywhere. Now, and by everywhere, I don't mean like some arbitrary geographic boundaries. Like, well, we've got 5 cases in South Dakota or whatever, right? Like, there's obviously cases all around the world, but it's not prevalent in that. How many people do you know that have it?
None.
I know one person who's had it. He beat it. Everything's okay with him. And I know one person who says she has a daughter and a granddaughter who contracted it and also beat it. But I don't, you know, that's just kind of like hearsay, basically. I only know one person who's claimed that he's actually had it.
And these people are probably most likely in New England.
The one person who had it is in New York City.
New York City, okay. And for me, like most of the people I've been talking to are from New England, and even some in Texas. Like no one I know even knows anyone who has any of the cases.
Then by definition, it's not prevalent.
I mean, just from my anecdotal experience, though.
But that's just it. That's all you have to go by, because otherwise you have to trust the government numbers. But even by those numbers, it's still a fraction of the population that has come down with this thing. So it's not prevalent, because most people don't have any kind of effect in their lives over this. Or maybe they did have it, and they didn't realize it because it was just that unremarkable. You know, maybe they beat it and didn't, you know, just figured it was another cold or something like that.
But maybe, you know, Ian, I mean, all the social distancing, it's working, right? We got to thank the government for it not being prevalent.
What about Belarus? Let's check in on the numbers and see how that's looking.
So what are you planning on spending your checks on? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. F is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm Vincent. In studio, we have...
Hey, it's Ian.
And before we get to the phone lines, I want to talk to you about Bitcoin.com. So Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. For no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
Before you get to the phones, I did say I was going to check on the numbers from Belarus.
Ooh, yes.
Which is the former Soviet state that's over sandwiched in between Poland and Russia, Lithuania, and Ukraine. And you may have heard the news that the authoritarian dictator in Belarus had announced a few weeks back, or several weeks ago, or however long it's been, about this whole COVID-19 thing, that he thinks that the folks in Belarus should grab some vodka and go to a sports game. So he has not put down any kind of, you know, restrictions, unless they've come down within the last couple of weeks, and I have not heard anything about it. If you have, let us know. But according to the website that's tracking the cases of COVID-19, which is called ArcGIS, A-R-C-G-I-S. Belarus has 4,204 cases confirmed, 40 deaths in Belarus. So they're not remarkable in any way, shape, or form. There are nearly 10 million people, 9-plus million people in Belarus. So you're talking about a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the, you know, population that has been infected with this.
And their economy is doing fine, or not the economy. They haven't shut down their economy. They haven't done anything.
From what I understand, they have not. I mean, now there may be some voluntary things that have gone into place. I don't know, right? Like, business owners obviously are free to do the things they want to do in a free place, which Belarus is not a free country, but it's seeming freer than a lot of places right now. So I just thought it was interesting to pull up those numbers that, you know,
no, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's ironic.
Nothing worth speaking of there.
Freedom is relative, where you have this dictatorship being more free than you, or at least the way it's responding to it.
I mean, if a business wants to say, all right, customers, you will not be coming into our store unless you're wearing a mask, that should be their free choice. And if another business wants to say, we'll let anybody in, we don't care, you come in at your own risk, well, then that should be their choice as well. And then I, as a customer, can get to choose which business I want to go to. To me, it's an easy choice. I'm going to the place that's going to let me in without a mask. And then we would actually have market signals telling business owners what people actually want. Because instead, what you have is a bunch of bureaucrats, like in Pennsylvania, where they're telling business owners you have to restrict any customers from wearing – all customers must wear masks. And now it's going to be the business owner's responsibility to enforce this government rule, which is sick.
Just imagine, I wonder if, like, if someone told you a year ago that by this time the government would force businesses to do all these ridiculous things and force people to wear masks, would you have believed me?
Maybe. I mean, it's a crazy world.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't put anything above them. But so, waiting patiently, we have Dave from New Hampshire listening. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, speaking of Belarus, one of the free staters here in New Hampshire is from Belarus, and now he's been elected to the state legislature. He's a complete badass.
Cool. Good to know. So what's up, Dave?
But I was talking, I was calling about something else. So, like, the times like this are the most important time to watch the government for all the things they're doing while we're distracted by COVID, right? All the abuses they're committing and so forth. So one small thing I noticed here in Winchester, where I live, is that the authorities apparently arrested a guy here in, or someone here in Winchester, and it was a semi-secret arrest. They announced that they were not going to name the person. They were like, they haven't said who they arrested.
That's unusual.
Yes, and I don't know if it's, I don't know if this is related to the COVID thing. They did announce that it was a domestic case. Obviously, at least they did announce it, so it's not completely secret. And the person has been released. It's not like they're still being held or anything like that. They were released on bail. They said it was a domestic violence case. But
so you've tried to follow. So hold on. How did you catch wind that this even happened in the first place?
So I started a newspaper here in Winchester, just mainly for my neighborhood in relation, mm-hmm. in response to the crisis. Because if you think about it, you know, mainstream media are having more and more trouble operating, and sure. everything is just getting more and more local for now, and it may continue along these lines for a while. So anyway, that's been my longstanding plan, would be just to start a newspaper wherever I was when crisis struck, if it ever struck, and now it struck. So I've got, I'm focusing more on my own town than I normally would. It's sort of against my policy on the Ridley Report to focus on my own town where I'm mm-hmm. living. That's why I had such good relations with Bedford establishment.
Okay, but how did you find out about the arrest?
So it was announced on the Winchester PD Facebook page.
Uh-huh. And they didn't say who it was, so did you try contacting the police department directly to inquire about that?
No, I haven't called them, and again, that's a part of my MO and my policy is I will not interact with authorities if I can't safely record the interaction, generally. Now, I could record them and tell them I'm recording,
right.
but it's just, when you're doing that on the phone, it's, again, I have this layer, all these layers of different policies on my channel of what okay. I will and won't do.
Right. Well, I mean, it sounds to me, Dave, like they just left that detail out of the story on Facebook. And maybe if you were really curious, I mean, you could contact the police department and see what their official, you know, police logs say. And I mean,
no,
go ahead.
They did specifically say, so they said here, quote, the arrestee requested the services of a bail commissioner and was released on standard bail conditions pending arraignment on May 6, 2020 in Keene District Court. The name of the arrestee is not being disclosed in order to protect the identity of the reported victim, unquote.
Oh, interesting.
It makes sense with domestic violence cases.
I see. Well, again, this is one of those things where if you were to press hard enough, you could probably find out. You could go to, well, I actually don't even know if they're letting people go into courts. That's another interesting question is, can you even go to watch these court hearings? I mean, I've been to a myriad of them over the years, but what sort of restrictions are they putting into place on people in the public who want to come in and observe what's going on? In theory, you could get the court docket for that day, and you could probably use process of elimination or put in a Freedom of Information Act request with the police department to retrieve that info. But yeah, it's an interesting claim, and I appreciate you calling to share that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dave. It's unfortunate for domestic violence, but I guess this is just evidence more. But people are losing their minds in this quarantine thing. Obviously, domestic violence has gone on, you know, before the shutdown, but this isn't good. I mean, it's certainly not good on people's psyches, and it's just going to get worse, right? Month number one, we're seeing increase in suicides, increase in domestic violence, increase in alcoholism and drinking. And, I'd hate to see if this lasts to, 18 months, as people are saying. So when we get back, we'll continue talking about what people are spending their stimulus checks on. What are you spending it on? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is unveiling plans to start reopening the economy, which President Trump says he hopes to do as soon as possible. As the coronavirus outbreak continues, the plan will call on governors to consider easing stay-at-home restrictions in phases. In a conference call with governors, the president said, "You're going to call your own shots." Don't look for a reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border anytime soon. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks more before a loosening of border restrictions can be considered.
there will be special thought given to this relationship. But at the same time, we know that there is a significant amount of time still before we can talk about loosening such restrictions.
There are exemptions for the flow of trade and commerce. And President Trump at the White House delivering his daily coronavirus task force briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio where you control the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. F is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent. In studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And we're going to continue talking about the very useful, pragmatic things Americans are spending their stimulus checks on. So, this is from the New York Post. Americans began receiving the first batch of coronavirus relief funds this week, and now many are taking to social media to brag about the assortment of purchases, both strange and savvy, they've
already
made.
Okay, so this isn't an actual, like, phone survey. This is just plucking things out of social media.
I mean, this is journalism in 2020, of course.
Right.
But the thing is, though, it's not just people like bragging or saying. People are posting screenshots of their carts and the receipts from the order details. Among the more trivial items people have reportedly used the extra bucks on is inflatable dinosaur costume, although the buyer argues the $35 get-up was totally worth it. F it, I'm buying a stripper pole with my stimulus check. We have to invest in our future, tweets a future exotic dancer. Some are jokingly planning to team up so they could use their economic impact payments to buy a baby tiger. It's buying canopy beds. Here's this person. Stimulus car, a check came in the morning, and I immediately paid off my credit card and bought my first toy. And I can't read the second part. So people are buying dildos and vibrators with it as well. Paintball equipment, which is actually pretty expensive. Paintball is way more expensive compared to airsoft.
Well, that's really nice for all those folks. I'm glad that they are so well off that is what they can afford to spend their stimulus checks on, because obviously they don't need food.
No, not this country. Yeah, although if the shutdown continues, I wonder if we might start to see food shortages. At least the last time I went to the grocery store here in Keene, there was like we started to see some bare shelves, so that was discerning.
Well, the
stuffed animals.
It's still difficult to find toilet paper, at least here in Keene. Last time I was at Walmart, they were totally sold out. And the every time before that, they were completely sold out. So, I mean, there are still some items. Hand soap is still relatively difficult to find. It wasn't completely sold out when I was there, but it was mostly sold out.
Oh, that's not good.
So,
I'd say, though, for the toilet paper, that's because of idiots panic buying and
right, but
hoarding.
You would figure that like it would lighten up a little bit after some amount of time, but it's been out for a solid, what, month now at least?
Oh, yeah. And because the toilet paper run started early. It started way before even the most of some of the first draconian measures. But what I've heard a lot of people, at least in the freedom community, is they're going to be buying guns and gun accessories for stimulus check. Probably a lot of people are going to spend it on alcohol and drugs, which, I certainly don't blame them. What are you planning on spending your stimulus check on? Or maybe you've already spent it. You could let us know by calling in 855-450-FREE.
That's an interesting question. I have no plans because I don't expect to get one.
No, I mean, well, I'm ineligible because despite being a taxpayer and despite working, I'm a dependent. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even though you don't live at home?
Yeah, what's my parents would put me as a dependent on their taxes.
So they're going to get a check?
No. No, if I was under the age of 16, then they would get an extra $500.
I see.
And that's the...
So you're sort of in no man's land, basically.
Yeah, it's awful. And most people I know from a college are listed as dependents by their parents. But a lot of the time, they're paying their own rent, they're paying their own tuition, they have their own student loan. So it's, college students and young people definitely got screwed over by this thing. And I don't know, there's talk of maybe a second round of stimulus checks, and I approve of essentially a backdoor universal basic income, but that money is ours essentially anyways. I mean, it's stolen out of our paychecks. I mean, I think it would make more sense if the government, instead of giving people
money. Which money is stolen from your paycheck?
The stimulus check.
I don't think so. I suspect they're going to print that.
Oh, well, yes, but you,
which means they're stealing the value from the money that you already have.
Yes. Well, if you want to be pedantic about it, but yes. That's a good point, because most, I think, when we talk about the deficit, right, there's no point in collecting taxes anymore, because if they could just print the money, and I hope that there's a mass awakening of people realizing that.
Yeah, that's an interesting, I mean, it would be a nice side effect if one of the results of this was that the IRS shut down completely, and then they just went to just straight up inflation to fund the government. I wouldn't have a problem with that necessarily, because we have ways to protect ourselves against their inflationary policies by taking your value and putting it into other things. And this is, you know, maybe what some people are going to do with their stimulus check is buy some precious metals and buy some cryptocurrency with it and sort of hedge against what seems to be inevitable. Although I did hear there was a story, and I don't know if it was Mises Institute or the Foundation for Economic Education, but I heard there was one of those libertarian think tanks that put out a piece that suggested that even with all the printing that they're going to be doing with these stimulus packages and, you know, bailouts and all that, the trillions and trillions of dollars that's coming, that there may still be deflation as a result of that, presumably because of all the defaulted loans and failed businesses and such.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. And people are hoping that the government would at least get, would have like a freeze on, put a freeze on mortgages, put a freeze on just, you know, paying your bills, and I think that might be...
That has happened in a lot of places. New Hampshire has, the governor here had issued an order saying that, you know, if you don't pay your rent, then you can't be kicked out of your house.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Wow, mm-hmm. That's crazy times we're living in. And
eventually, you're supposed to pay it.
Oh, I see. So,
but the landlord or the, you know, business or whoever it is, it's, you know, not just personal rent, but also like business rent, right? If you don't pay, then the landlord has to give you like a 6-month window under which you can like spread out payments or whatever. So they're just not allowed to evict you immediately. Now, of course, is the government going to give people, is the state government going to allow people to not pay property taxes? Because ultimately the landlord's got to get paid because the government got to get paid. So the landlord has bills to pay too, specifically the property tax bill that's going to come up in May here in New Hampshire.
Well, no, that can't happen, Ian, because if people don't pay for property taxes, how will kids be able to go to school?
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait,
they're not.
Yeah, they're not. The school is, I think it was today, yes, Sununu extended the, I saw it on Granite Rock. Yeah, he extended. So now the school year is just done. I mean, it's not done because the kids still have to do, like, online classes or whatever stupid
crap.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is that you bring this up because... Are they going to reduce the school budgets because they don't have any classrooms that people can go to anymore? I doubt it. They're probably going to keep the school budgets right where they are because you get all these teachers' unions and their contracts and all their, you know, mandates. And so right now I think the school is 70% or close to it of the property tax bill here in Keene. So it's the bulk of the property taxes, and now their services are not what they used to be.
No. And they in at least here in Cheshire County, yes, I forget the school district here in New Hampshire, there's no spring break, just because, you know, students have been on spring break essentially for the past month, or an extended spring break, and it's driving parents crazy. Although, I mean, like, I haven't seen any of the materials, of the take home materials. I don't imagine it's that difficult. But I don't know. How about you? Are you a parent who's forced to become a homeschooler? You could let us know how that is by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's F as in freedom, F-R-E-E, or 855-450-3733.
That could be one of the real good side effects of this, is people who otherwise would have been too busy to really, I like the idea of homeschooling, just too busy, you know, kids are going to the school, everything's fine. Well, now the kids aren't going to the government school, now they're at home, and now you've got more time on your hands in a lot of cases if you worked at some job that's been frozen. Maybe you're looking at homeschooling. Maybe parents now are seriously considering this as an option.
Oh, yeah, and...
we can hope.
Yeah, absolutely, and see just how much better it is than public school. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Harvard has a new social distance timeline.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be very reasonable. This is Free Talk Live.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, come on. Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And before I get to Harvard's new Harvard Studies' new suggestion as to when we should end social distancing, I want to talk to you about AnyPay. Do you wish more? Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase of those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And now with the economy, it looks like the economy is on the brink of oblivion. Having access to passive income is more important than ever. So I recommend everyone check out AnyPayInc.com. So here we go, Ian. So originally they said that the social distancing was going to last a month, and then Trump wanted to open the country by Easter, and then now we're talking about opening it by May or June. Then other people said, and I said, oh, this is crazy, when they said, oh, we have to have social distancing for 18 months, or at least until there's a vaccine. Well, so now here we go. This is from Harvard. Social distancing until 2022 unless treatment available, right? To the year 2022. This is for other stories from Breitbart.com. A study by researchers at Harvard University School of Public Health found social distancing practices will likely be required, not recommended, mm-hmm. be required until 2022 unless treatment or a vaccine becomes available to counter the spread of the infection caused by the novel coronavirus. And now the issue with a vaccine is, you know why you can't go, if you have a common cold, you can't just go to the doctor and get a shot for it? It's because, you know, it's constantly mutating. That's mm-hmm. why we're never able to accurately predict what's going to be the influenza strain. And now
they just have to, like, take a guess.
Exactly, yeah. With the flu, and most of the time they're wrong. And so now they're expecting us to keep the economy shut down and stay huddled inside, hiding from everyone else for years until they could, you know, come up with some miracle vaccine. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Published Tuesday at Science, just a magazine's called Science, so we gotta believe it. The study concluded intermittent social distancing practices will probably be needed in order to ensure enough hospital capacity for patients critically ill with a COVID-19 infection.
My God, there's apparently like a YouTube video on YouTube, but I've also talked to people personally who've gone into hospitals, and we've heard of people who've been sent home from hospitals that are working at hospitals because they don't have anybody there. Now, there may be some hospitals where there's, you know, a fairly large number of patients, like ostensibly New York City may have some of those. But for the most part, there's not much going on in a lot of the United States hospitals. So all of this fear-mongering is really, it's really frustrating. And Harvard, they've got their opinion, and apparently the federal government came out with their recommendations today. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, well, I think, was it what Trump said at his meeting via the brief? Briefing, right? The daily briefing, which took, I think it was like 6:30. So now I was on my way here, so I didn't get a chance. Please tell us.
Well, let's see. I've got they've got a document that they've released, an 18-page document with guidelines for individuals on good hygiene practices, guidelines for employers. So this is before we get to the actual like recommendations of how to reopen America. That's what this is. Document is entitled Opening Up America Again. So employers are instructed to develop and implement appropriate policies in accordance with federal, state, and local regulations and guidance. Well, is this just guidance? Are you just giving me suggestions? Or are these going to be regulatory mandates, rules that will be threatened by violence of the police and shutting down, you know, stripping business licenses and that sort of thing? I suspect it'll be that. But so they say that you should have in your business, you should have social distancing and protective equipment, meaning plexiglass shields, right, to isolate you from your customers, temperature checks, testing, isolating, and contact tracing, sanitation, use and disinfection of common and high traffic areas. And they say monitor workforce for indicative symptoms. Do not allow symptomatic people to physically return to work until cleared by a medical provider. Develop and implement policies and procedures for workforce contact tracing following employee COVID test.
So it's going to turn the whole country into a germaphobe's utopia.
Yeah. It's really frightening. And then, so that's before you get to phase one, which will be, you know, the initial steps in letting people go back to doing business. And again, these are the recommendations from the federal government. You may see even more stringent recommendations coming from, state governments as well. And again, they won't be recommendations, they'll be mandates. But they talk about how vulnerable individuals should continue to shelter in place. All individuals, when in public, should maximize physical distance from others. Social settings of more than 10 people, where appropriate distancing may not be practical, should be avoided unless precautionary measures are observed. Avoid socializing in groups of more than 10 people in circumstances that do not readily allow for appropriate physical distancing, i.e. receptions or trade shows. So basically saying if you've got a convention that you wanted to do, sorry.
Oh, you can't have live theater. You can't have sports event or, people attending sports events.
Yep.
You know, no more Little League. No more kid soccer. This is insane. It's like rewriting the culture.
And that's one of the worst and most scariest parts about this, because we're just starting this process, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to be, because people are going to have their culture rewritten, it's going to be hard to come back from this at any point, because people are going to start treating other people constantly like they're infected. And like they're a potential enemy, like, you know, the strangers that you walk by in the street who normally you'd smile at, or at the very least just simply acknowledge as you walk by. Now people are going to be trying to put distance between themselves and everybody that they, you know, come within 10 feet of or 6 feet or whatever. Employers are instructed to incur. So the first section was for individuals and what they should avoid doing, which is socializing, basically. Phase one for businesses. Encourage telework whenever possible and feasible with business operations. Close common areas where personnel are likely to congregate and interact. So if you're one of those businesses that had a cafeteria, sorry, got to close that down. Because there's some businesses that have their own cafeteria because they've got enough staff and they got their own chefs and people that come in there. Minimize non-essential travel and adhere to CDC guidelines regarding isolation following travel. Strongly consider special accommodations for personnel who are members of a vulnerable population. And then they get into specific recommendations for schools and senior living facilities. Gyms, they say, can open if they adhere to strict physical distancing and sanitation protocols. So they're going to eliminate machines from the gyms, right? So maybe instead of having machines right next to one another, they're going to have to put space in between the different machines and things like that. Bars should remain closed. Sorry, if you're in the bar business, there's just nothing they can do to help you, apparently. You can't do anything, right? You got to stay closed. So that's phase one. Then you go to phase two. Now, what's phase two? This is for states and regions with no evidence of a rebound that satisfy the gating criteria a second time. So they've got a certain level of, okay, well, you know, New Hampshire, it looks like you haven't seen a certain increase in cases, so therefore you can move to phase two, whenever this is going to be, right? Like, we don't know. Phase two, they say again, all vulnerable individuals should continue to shelter in place. All individuals, when in public, should maximize distance from others. This time, more than 50 people. You shouldn't go to any social settings. And again, where appropriate distancing may not be practical. So basically saying, again, you have to stay away from people, even in this phase two. And continue to encourage telework. Non-essential travel can resume in phase two for employers. They still have to close off common areas where personnel are likely to congregate. And so there's some of the basics there. And then we finally get to phase three for states and regions with no evidence of a rebound that can satisfy the gating criteria a third time, where they will then allow even vulnerable individuals to resume public interactions, but should continue social distancing. Low-risk populations should continue minimize or should consider minimizing time spent in crowded environments. And then finally, phase three will allow employers to resume unrestricted staffing. So, and finally, at phase three, they will allow bars, specifically, they're specifically going after bars, saying that they may operate with increased standing room occupancy where applicable. So even they can't go back to normal after phase three.
This is, they call it phases, but it reminds me of these communist, like, five-year plans and just total central control, just totally taking over the economy, and people are just, you know, rolling over and accepting it. Well, not everyone, actually. There's some evidence that people are starting to lose their minds regarding this and are fighting it. 855-453, if you want to call in, it's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.